Good morning, Dale.
Boy, it's another night. It's another award-type show on TV highlighting country music.
It is the CMT Artist of the Year special. Carrie Underwood will be honored. So will Chris Stapleton, Florida Georgia Line, Luke Bryan, and Thomas Rhett. Among the performers are Kelsey Ballerini and Meghan Trainor, paying tribute to Shania, who's the CMT Artist of a Lifetime, and Little Big Town's Karen Fairchild and Luke Bryan. We'll sing their duet, Home Alone, tonight.
You know, Shania Twain still plays in KF country.
I will always love her. You know, she's one of my favorite interviews I've ever done.
Just wish she'd eat a sandwich once in a while.
I know. Florida Georgia Line say as for their music, they know everyone's not a fan. Tyler says, if we don't have haters, we're not doing something right. Bad reviews do nothing but motivate us.
Well, you know, they had a big show at the Sprint Center last weekend, and there were a lot of people there, so they have a lot of fans.
They really do. If he wasn't a country star, Eric Church says he'd have been a mediocre high school basketball coach and an even worse teacher. Eric's very competitive, and he thinks that comes from being a firstborn.
Now, if you weren't in Nashville keeping track of the news and dish down there, what would you be doing?
I'd be doing something with animals. Rescue, a zoo, something like that.
Okay.
How about you?
I think I'd be a coach or a teacher, too. I think that's what I would do.
That sounds like a good profession. I have several in our family who do that very thing.
Yeah.
In his downtime, Garth likes to get on a tractor on his farm and tear something up. He loves the smell of dirt and likes to go to bed with what he calls a good tired. And finally tonight, Zac Brown Band headlines the USO Gala in Washington, D.C. I'm Nashville Cat with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm back tomorrow with more news and dish on 94.1 KFKF.